Hello, this is Nefertari on the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network with the Nefcast. This Nefcast is the first in a new series that will be called ATS Bedtime Stories. For those of you that missed my blog post on the new series, ATS Bedtime Stories is pretty much as it sounds, a series of stories of an ATS genre that will hopefully be written by the many fine writers here at ATS. And they are, of course, narrated by me. Our first bedtime story comes to you courtesy of our very own Mr. Whoopi, who happens to be a very talented writer, and has gracefully offered up his significant skilled works for me to utilize in the series. Any other writers who would like to have their stories considered for the series, just send me a UTU in the forums, and I will give them a read. And now, grab a blanket and a cup of hot chocolate, and let me tuck you in with our very first story, The Last Atlantean, by Mr. Whoopi. The last elder of Atlantis sat quietly on his favorite bench in the hills overlooking the city. Warm spring air hushed by, as if to respect his solitude. The sun set slowly towards the horizon. The sadness in his heart was not of regret, but the sadness that inevitably comes with goodbyes. He knew that by sunrise, the residents of this magnificent city would be well into their journey home. The city itself would be no more, and he would be alone with the true knowledge of this night's events. "Master," the voice came from behind, slightly to his right, yet he knew instantly whose voice it was. Turning to face his old friend Jaren, he motioned to the seat next to himself. A welcome to an old friend, and a chance for a final farewell. Jaren took the seat offered and looked deeply into his old friend's eyes. "Tell me the rumors are not true," he began, then stopped. He could not go on with the thoughts that were forming in his mind. "I suppose all rumors are true somewhere, at some time," the elder replied. "The people are saying you have left Atlantis for the last time. They are saying that you won't be going with us when we leave this night. This cannot be true." Jaren had more to say, but the elder motioned with his arm as if to dismiss his thoughts, so he stopped. After a moment of pondering, the elder began to speak as kindly as he could to his friend. "I am 1100 years old," he began. "As an elder, I have the right to choose the time and place of my passing to the next level. Surely you wouldn't deny me such an honor." "I would not," Jaren replied. "I would just choose a different way. When your people have left for the stars, and the city has crumbled into the earth, you will be alone. Without the power of this place, you will fall victim to the balances of this world. You will age. You will grow feeble, and you will slowly die. You must choose another passing." "The choice I have made did not come easy," the elder replied. "I have known this day would come for over 200 years. My decision is final. Once the gate has closed and the city fallen, there will be no way for you to change your mind. Even if you did, no one would be able to come for you." Jaren's voice was barely a whisper, as if he felt shame in the very conversation itself. "This I know," the elder replied. "It's one of the very reasons I made the decision." Rising to his feet, the oldest of the Atlanteans appeared to be no more than his mid-30s when compared to human beings. Still strong and agile in body, only in his mind had existence become a weary burden. He lifted the ragged bag that held the only possessions he would keep in this world, and walked slowly towards the path that would lead him away. Jaren was quickly at his side. "You realize you can never tell your human friends about Atlantis?" he asked. "I can never tell them the secrets of Atlantis," the elder replied. "But I can let them know that we once were. There is a difference. And to those you leave behind, what do I tell them about this decision you have made? There will be questions when we get home and you are not among us." Motioning towards the sun that now set low on the horizon, the master replied, "Tell them I fell in love with the way the sun sets in this world." Jaren could not believe the words he had heard. "You want me to tell them you made this decision on something as trivial as a primitive planet's sunsets? Something that is subject to the whims of the weather? How can I say that?" "I wasn't talking about the weather," he replied. "I really wasn't even talking about the sun." With a smile, the last elder of Atlantis, Plato, turned away from all he had known and began the journey on the path to his own mortality. And with the ending of our story, I bid you all good night and pleasant dreams.